Our High Calling, The Foundation of All True Peace, November 19th. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. John 16, verse 33. That in me ye might have peace, peace in Christ, peace through belief of the truth. The Comforter is called the Spirit of Truth, because there is comfort and hope and peace in the truth. Falsehood cannot give genuine peace. This can be received only through the truth. Jesus prayed that his followers might be one, but we are not to sacrifice the truth in order to secure this union, for we are to be sanctified through the truth. Here is the foundation of all true peace. Human wisdom would change all this, pronouncing this basis too narrow. Men would try to effect unity through concession to popular opinion, through compromise with the world, a sacrifice of vital godliness. But truth is God's basis for the unity of his people. Sanctification, unity, peace, all are to be ours through the truth. The belief of the truth does not make men gloomy and uncomfortable. If you have peace in Christ, his precious blood is speaking pardon and hope to your soul. Yes, more, you have joy in the Holy Spirit through accepting the precious promises. Jesus says, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. Therefore the world shall not overcome you if you believe in me. It is a world that I have conquered. Because I have overcome, if you believe in me, you shall overcome. All that Jesus has promised, he will fulfill, and it is greatly dishonoring to him for us to doubt him. All his words are spirit and life. Accepted and obeyed, they will give peace and happiness and assurance forever. Christ declares that he has given us peace. It belongs to us. And he has spoken these things, that in him we may have that which through infinite sacrifice he had purchased for us, what he holds as ours. This peace we need not seek in the world, for the world has it not to bestow. It is in Christ. He will give it, in spite of the world, notwithstanding its threats and decrees, its alluring, deceiving promises.